Network at republicbroadcasting.org, and this is the first hour of March 16th, 2024's show. I appreciate all of y'all joining me, Thought Criminals. I wanted to let everybody know that if you'd like to interact in the chat, there is a chat room at tclsdwchitango.com. It's tclsdwchitango.com. That's Thought Crime Live, Stephen Douglas Whitener, chitango.com. And I really appreciate all you thought criminals all around the world joining me. And I have another terrific guest for us lined up today for you. Before I get to my guest, I would like to remind you that Republic Broadcasting Network is a listener-supported network. We're only able to participate here because you guys keep us going. There are no reasonable expectations of privacy, even in your own mind soon. That's the whole thought crime thing. It started out as a joke, and now it really is kind of serious. And I, if you can help RBN, I know it's hard, times are hard for everyone. A friend of mine who has a tree business told me that everybody's afraid to spend any money on anything now, that he said that this administration had destroyed his business. And but if you're able, RBN really can use the help, especially if you can make a monthly donation. It helps them plan, and you can donate. You can go to the RBN website, first of all. There's that big yellow donate button. Smash that yellow donate button and send the needed fundage. If you want to donate via credit or a debit card, you call 800-724-2719, and it's extension 3. That's 800-724-2719 at extension 3. And if you want to be an anonymous thought criminal like myself, and put a check or a money order payable to RBN, or just some cash. You could put cash in an envelope. I actually did that. You could mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I think I left off a dot in my chat room address. It's tclsdwchitango.com if you'd like to join folks there. And thank you, thought criminals all around the world. And with that, I will introduce my guest for today. I have Mr. Matt Short from, among other things, don'tcomply.com. And Matt, thanks very much for joining me. I've been wanting to do this ever since we spoke on Revision Media a few years ago. How are you today?
Hey, thanks for having me from the Ozark Mountain Country.
Show me, baby. That's terrific. A lot of things that a lot of times people will call in and ask, well, what can we do? You know, how can we fight back against this beast? And you have been doing that for quite some time. And I'm gonna let you just give a bio to people and let them know some of the things you've done to start with, like the Don't Comply and the Cajun Navy and all that. Let me just let you tell folks who you are to start with. And then I have a lot of questions for you.
Yeah, I started out in 2007, and not to excuse me, I'm dealing with the cedar trees and all of the flowers blooming up here, so my voice is a little off today, but I'll try and hang. I started out in 2007 on YouTube when it was a brand new platform, and I woke up pretty hard to a lot of things I've been taught as a kid, and I've always kind of been a rebel my entire life. With a big heart, I must say. And I came across a lot of things that just seemed really backwards in life from what we've been told and what politicians were telling us. We were hot in the middle of the Iraq war at the time, and I had a lot of friends that were going overseas to go fight in the wars. And I started laying out problematic things that I was seeing going on in our country. And that led me to meet other activists, and I quit hiding behind a camera, and I got involved with Murdoch Pizzgatti somewhere around 2011. And I'll tell you, we went to this this cool little bar in Dallas, Texas. It has something to do with a UFO. And we solved all the world's problems in one night. We said, if we just do everything backwards from what they've been telling us, like, we ought to get way ahead of everybody. And so I joined up with don'tcomply.com, and to that point in time, I had not joined with anybody because I saw a lot of people that were in the radio and activism business, doing business. And Murdoch and I didn't want to do that. So we started attacking problems, and there was a master sergeant named C.J. Grisham that got arrested for open carrying with his son on an Eagle Scout hike. And so we threw the First Temple, Texas open carry and surrounded the police department there with about 200 people armed with AK-47s and AR-15s. And they said they were going to arrest us, and too many people showed up, they ended up directing traffic for us. And we were so invigorated by that, it's been a while since I've actually been on a radio show, about a year now. I've been kind of off from doing this, so it led us to do more activism. And so we said, well, we had such a big pushback and such a good result from the public on the Second Amendment that we decided to do more. And we got a lot of backlash from the Obama administration. I like to call it the Barry administration. This is his real name, Barry Socorro.
Yeah.
And that's about the time that all the school and public shootings started. And we really believed those were false flags that were being perpetrated to use as a political warfare against the Second Amendment. So we initiated a project that started open carrying in just about every town in Texas that we could think of. And it became a fun joke between all of us and militia and patriot community that, haha, look, I got pictures. I'm in this town open carrying. Oh, we got trouble from these cops in this town. And all of a sudden, we were pushed right into the limelight because we were a bunch of guys walking around the streets with rifles in the middle of the fear campaign of these public school shootings and public shootings. You know, they call them, you know, mass casualty events. Well, if you look deep into the FEMA guidelines and Homeland Security guidelines, they were actually training at the time for just these scenarios, which led into years later them doing the Jade Helm exercise and how to find people. We actually were the only group that went to Jade Helm with our rifles and made some big funny videos about how we were trolling them and that we weren't going to stop, but they wouldn't have to come look for us because we were going to be right out in the open. And
I remember Jade Helm. Yes, that was very spooky kind of a thing. I mean, they had us divided in their map. I remember that map they had. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to say, let folks know I have still not given out the correct address for my chat. It's tclsdw.chatango.com. I left a dot out there, folks. Just wanted to let you know if you were trying to find it and couldn't. It's tclsdw.chatango.com. And you were open carrying during Jade Helm, man. Yeah, go. Let me toss it back to you.
Yeah, we actually went directly to the FEMA spot, found cages that they had on the back of the building where they could lock people in them. We went directly to the police department, and on that day, we went ahead and dressed like they were looking for. We dressed full down in camo and walked straight into town, and we went and tried to find them. You know, I mean, if they were running Obama era drills on how to find the militia, well, we came directly to them, dressed and ready to go, and nobody met us on that field. And over the years, we kept going to testify in the Texas state legislature and trying to get open carry. We went about it in quite a grand manner. The first round was long guns. We started carrying long guns around Texas, and that was AR-15s, AK-47s, shotguns, and that nature, because it was an old Jim Crow law that we were trying to defeat, that when the slaves came back from the Civil War, they didn't want them carrying sidearms in Texas. It was, so basically, they made everybody a slave in Texas for not being able to carry a pistol on them. And so phase two of our operation, which was about a year or two in, once we got the public understanding and once we got enough media attention and everything, we started carrying black powder pistols. And they really tried to start arresting us then. And we said we were going to go down to the Capitol at one point in time. And they said, well, if you do, we're going to arrest you. And we sat back and we said, well, man, they're going to arrest us. What do we do? And the funny guys that we are, the trolls that we are, we sent a quadriplegic, a pastor, and a veteran down to the Capitol, all knowing that they were going to arrest them. But our buddy that was quadriplegic, he's an old biker, and he lost the use of his arms and legs when he wrecked his motorcycle a few years back. And sure enough, the state police, DPS, they arrested him, threw him out of his wheelchair, and then the headlines read, quadriplegic pastor and veteran arrested for carrying pistols at the Capitol. Well, the funny thing was, we were one step ahead of the law, because black powder pistols are an antique or curio item. They're not listed as a firearm. They're listed as antique or curio. It's too hard to load the black powder, and it's not like a modern-day pistol where you can just load rounds in there real quick, you know? So
yes, I do. I remember that incident. It was brilliant, a brilliant troll, yes.
At any time, stop in and stop me, because I go on for hours and hours about the antics that we've been through.
I remember when that was going on, and Jesse kind of interrupted. I would apologize for Jesse. He approves of what you were doing very much, that doggy. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we put on a lot of other events. You know, at one point in time, they tried to say that you couldn't carry guns in San Antonio. Well, this was just like we have these immigration cities and the blue cities right now. At the time, they were trying to just outlaw guns in Texas cities. And Chief McManus of San Antonio arrested a couple of our guys walking down by the Alamo. And so we decided, you know, Murdoch from Don't Comply, he's the president of Don't Comply. He has Travis in his blood. You know, so his blood died at the Alamo. And I've got a little bit of Sam Houston in my blood, and we decided that we were going to go do an Alamo event. McManus told us, this was about 2014, McManus told us that he was going to arrest or shoot us if we came. So we brought 2,000 men and women with AR-15s, AK-47s, and they had snipers pointed at us. They had the Bloomberg's Mom Demand Action, which was backed by millions and millions of dollars to go against the gun lobby and go against the Second Amendment, meet us there, and they couldn't do anything because we outnumbered them 200 to 2,000. And this just shows the will of the people, you know, that those who are governed without the consent of the government are inadequate government. They should be our servants, protecting our rights. And, you know, that led into, well, if we can get away with that, well, we're just going to keep trucking along. And people started breaking off from us, and they didn't really like what we were doing at the time because we were being too provocative or whatever. And I had a conversation with Murdoch one night, and I told him, I said, that's great. And he said, yeah, that's great too, because if there's other groups and other leaders, then they can't come after just us. And so we told everybody, yes, go create your own groups. We're not trying to rule over you like the government is. Go start Open Carry Texas, and go start Open Carry Tarrant County, and go start these other groups that popped up all over the state. And we loved it because that is the real essence of freedom, when people are standing up for their rights and for their freedoms. And we didn't need to rule over them or make decisions for them. They have all the rights to make decisions for themselves. We just laid it out that we have to do this as the people that are protecting our rights. And
yeah, I agree completely. I would like to say that rightful liberty and government cannot coexist. I heard Mike Gaddy pretty much say that last night, and that really, you know, rightful liberty and government, just they're antithetical to each other. But you know, I agree with what you're saying. That's terrific that you guys splintered up, and that's what we're going to have to do as a resistance. Please continue, sir.
I mean, yes, because literally, like at the time, we were living in Dallas, Texas, and Dallas, Texas to San Antonio, you know, is a 5-hour car ride, and so we could never be there in a moment's notice as a true Minutemen that we have been. Because we needed Minutemen there on our side that would do also likewise the way that we were doing things and protecting our liberties and our freedom. I truly believe that there has been a real Marxist and communist push in this country, especially from the Barry Satoru administration. And they were going after the very essence of our freedom of speech first, right? Because, in my opinion,
yes,
the first thing that we
have right. There's the first break, Matt. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's the first break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Thought Criminals.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back, thought criminals. I cut that off a little early this week. Thanks very much for joining me, thought criminals. I have Matt Short of DontComply.com on. We've been discussing, giving us the history of the campaign to get open carry passed in Texas. Let me toss it back to you, sir. Matt, are you? Did we didn't lose Matt, did we?
You got me now?
There we go. Okay, there you go. Sorry. Yeah, you were talking how far it was from Dallas to San Antonio, and so the groups splintered, and you just started a whole resistance movement there to get this passed, and ultimately it was successful. Let me toss it back to you with that, sir, because I think that's a great victory we've won. That's a real white pill for us.
Yeah, and the more that we sat around and talked about it, I went to private school growing up. I grew up poor, but I got the really good chance to actually study well most of my life. And I kept reverting in these times back to the founding fathers and some of the things that they wrote about. And it's my idea that man doesn't really change, right? Technology changes and everything, but the hearts of men don't really change. And the founding fathers, they spelled it out really well that the First Amendment was our right to speech and our right to religion and our right to press, which is what we're doing right now. And in that, you had the right to believe what you wanted and speak your mind. And that was one of the first things that they were attacking. And they're attacking right now in social media and all sorts of different areas. They're trying to silence our voices. But what do you do after that? You have to protect that right of belief and religion and speech with the Second Amendment. In my opinion, a man with bound arms cannot use them, right? So the Second Amendment says that you should bear your arms, which a man with unbound arms can bear his arms and can do what he wants to protect his right of religion, speech, and write down in the press, right? And it moves on from there. And so we started the Second Amendment movement in an era where they were going against it very strongly. And it was because we knew that we were coming to the age that we're living in right now. We knew that there was going to be a lockdown eventually. We knew that they were going to come for everybody and throw us in the camps eventually. And that's what you do in a regime that you want to disarm, is you eventually come after the people who go against you. And around that time, the group splintered off, and we had one of the biggest grassroots movements probably since the 60s, and it was for the Second Amendment. And we had 500,000 people at one time that were involved in going to the different states. And at this time, we've now brought in 10 states to constitutional carry. You know, after the black powder deal, the cops started to learn that they couldn't arrest us for carrying black powder around, and they let the imprinting laws go away. So we discovered the Glock stock. And instead of carrying a pistol around uncovered, we just put a sock over it, and we imprinted guns on the sock so that even the sock was pulled over the gun, it still looked like you're carrying a gun.
that's pretty that's a really good troll, yeah. And eventually, you passed in Texas, and I want to thank South Carolina. Thanks you, because just recently it was passed here. My wife said she felt safer immediately.
It's the right of the people to bear their arms. It doesn't matter if it's a pistol, or if it's a knife, or if it's a bat, or a nail bat. It is the right of the people to protect their castle as the king of their own castle. That was the idea that we were supposed to live by here in America. To be a king of your own castle and not to let these people rule over your lives and tell you what to do in your own home, on your own land, as a man who stands on the land.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I have, it has taken me 60 some odd years to come into my own for this, but you know, I am not going to let this beat me down anymore. I'm going to stand up to it as much as I can. And it just goes to show that if people will stand up, a lot of these guys, they're just, you know, bullies. They have all this power and all this money, and we have integrity and what's right, and I don't know what win in the end, but it is coming to a head very soon. Just as you said, the times that we're living in, they're precarious, and all of these people coming in from the southern border, well, the northern, just they're flying them in too. I mean, we're being invaded. I think that you've scared them, that, you know, they have advanced their plans, you know, moved them ahead more, because people are starting to wake up and fight back. That's, you know, hey, here's the bottom of the hour break, folks. We'll be right back with more from Matt Short.
Tennessee style.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Health Simple with Calwater Shilajit, Fact Bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Criminals, thanks for joining. Oh, okay, I'm back. I appreciate you joining. I have Matt Short here. I'm trying to give you guys a few white pills of what we can do to fight back against this thing, because we are not voting our way out of this, you know. And I'll toss it back to you. You would manage to finally get open carry passed in Texas, and you know, that's terrific. I mean, people should emulate this, you know, all over the country if they can. Things like this.
I agree. You know, you called me and asked me to do a couple of stories. I'm gonna go back to one more that goes back in time, 2013. It was the JFK 50th anniversary in downtown Dallas, and they were trying to stop free speech of people talking about conspiracy theories about what happened around the JFK assassination. And we went down there, and Joe Biden was the vice president at the time, and he ordered Homeland Security to attack a group of about 100, 150 of us. And the Sheriff's Department, dressed like Homeland Security, the Sheriff's Department attacked the crowd. And we got a big fist fight with them, and pushing and shoving got happening. And they ended up standing down because we weren't afraid to fight them. And everybody went home that day, and That was the last day that we ever went to a public event unarmed. We realized that when we equalized ourselves with the law and with the government, that they had to have a conversation with us. But every time we showed up with rifles and every time we showed up with pistols, we acted like gentlemen, and they had to conversate with us. And when we talked to those politicians, you mentioned a minute ago that they just act perfect in front of everybody. We started calling them Mr. Pretty Hands McGee, and we'd say, oh, sir, what pretty hands you have, because they're not workers, and they don't do anything but try and rule over us.
So that's exactly right. You know, the few that want to control the many, that's been the bane of existence as long as we've been people, as long as we've been on this planet, I believe. You got to be a sick individual to want to rule over everybody else, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I use the word government, because in Latin, gubermente means the control of the mind.
And you're thought criminal if you think for yourself. I don't need anyone to govern my mentation. You know, thought crime lives where anarchists thrive. And that's what we're doing, man. Okay, and let me go on to another thing that you guys did, because I keep hearing chatter about April 8th, and there's going to be this big event and stuff, you know, because of the eclipse, and they've got everybody kind of like shooting fish in a barrel kind of thing lined up. And the government, if something happens, the government is not coming to help us. They are not coming to save us. And you participated in something called the Cajun Navy after, was it Tropical Storm or Hurricane Harvey when it hit a few years ago? And just tell some of the stories about that, because you moved the barricades and rescued people that they were leaving.
Yeah, I was in LA at the time that the hurricane hit, and I saw that there was an immediate need for help back in Texas, so I jumped a plane. I got in a car with a boat. There was no gasoline across the state, but because we were going down with the boat, people were giving us their gas cans along the way. We made it down there, and the first night, Houston sounded like the Purge. I mean, it was nothing but car alarms going off and gunshots happening, and we got hooked up with the Cajun Navy, and the activists and Anon groups that we have behind us were getting us all the intel of where the gubermints were and what they were doing. And they were actually, FEMA was down there hiding water and food from people. And there was one night that we actually went and robbed FEMA. And I'm all these years later, I'm not afraid to talk about it now. We went and robbed FEMA. We didn't rob them at gunpoint or nothing. We just took all their supplies. And we started helping hand them out to people. You know, they had 40 inches of rain from South Texas to North Texas on the coast, which is by car a 10-hour trip. You know, I mean, that's a huge swath of land. We followed the hurricane up north, and we ended up getting to Beaumont, Texas, where we got flooded in. And this was about a day after I'd been to the headquarters of FEMA, and we heard that they were going to flood them again. So they held back the waters and the dams. And we were getting dam reports, and we were getting all the intel we could get from our guys on the computers and guys that were doing stuff, and they were relaying that information to me. And so we went to the areas that they were going to flood a second time. So they told everybody that the storm had passed, it was great, and then they flooded these areas a second time. And it was much like back in Hurricane Katrina. They flooded the areas of where people were not wealthy. You know, they flooded poor people's homes. And when we got to Beaumont, one of the first things we did, we sent the militia to one of the local schools there where they had chained the doors locked on one of the gymnasiums, and people, it was flooding, and people were getting up on the bleachers to get out of the water. We cut those chains and set those people free. And with disregard to anything that the law was telling us to do, that night, the local emergency management agency for that county came to us and they said, you know what you're doing is illegal, right? We said, yeah, and we don't care if you say it's illegal, because it's just this old man and lady. Like, we're in charge of local emergency management. And I'm like, that's cool. I got 200 armed men behind me. Like, you are not telling me to stop helping the people of Texas. Well, later on, they ended up giving us all of their water. They said, okay, you guys are doing a good job. Here's all our water and food. Distribute it the best you can, because we can't do it anymore. The government was inept in actually taking care of the people. Well, later on that night, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I was out walking around praying, and just thinking about the things that we could do. And a couple dark trucks rolled up, and I just happened to be standing there with my in the bushes with my 357, and I had the drop on these guys. They jumped out of their trucks, and they started loading their bags and their guns. I'm like, oh, hey, guys, what's going on? And they were getting ready to do a gun confiscation like they did in Katrina, and they ran into the Texas militia. And literally, ATF agent, FBI agent, DEA agent, Homeland Security agent were standing there about seven strong. And I told them, the hell you will. You're not coming in here to Texas and taking guns. We're going to stop you. And he's like, what? What are you in what army? And blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the guys turned around, and they started talking to each other, and they're like, okay, I guess we're just, you know, not doing anything. And I turned around behind me. There was 100 armed men standing there all packed out, and they were Iraq veterans, Afghanistan veterans. And they were there to help protect their community. You know, and when you're talking about coming together in times of need, you don't have to be an asshole. Excuse my language. You don't have to be a mean person. You just have to lightly put your foot down and say, no, we can take care of ourselves. We are here to protect ourselves. We don't need your protection. And literally, Hurricane Harvey showed us that the government, in all of its glory, didn't have the boats, didn't have the power to not only do a gun confiscation in Texas, but to protect everybody. It literally took everybody's neighbor to go out and help one another with gasoline and with boats, to go out there and feed and get water to everybody that were in need. You know, people that were disabled and couldn't do that on their own. Some of us love going out in the forest and love being a survivalist, and we'll get there if we can, you know. So it takes a sense of community, but also it takes a sense of understanding your rights and knowing that you eventually not only will answer to the Creator yourself for what you did in this life, you have to take care of yourself first, you know?
Yes. I had to learn that the hard way myself. It took a lot of years for me to start taking care of myself. And when I started speaking out, that gave me enough impetus to do it. And, man, I am not turning back, you know. I remember Mike Gaddy telling me about the overwhelming response that the Minuteman Project got while they were doing that a few years ago back, I think, I forget, maybe 2010. I forget which year that happened. But that was eye-opening too. The people, they want to stand up. They want to fight back. But everybody, the men in this country, have been so cowed and so beaten down that we've forgotten who we are as human beings and as men. I think we have got to reclaim our rightful place, like you said, as the owner of our own castle, as the head of our family. And this government needs to just go, because we don't need them. They need us, is the way I see it.
Exactly. You know, and you know, one of the things that Murdoch and I did from Don't Comply, or from Come and Take It Texas, which is the other group we worked under the Second Amendment, was we knew that we had to kill them with kindness. We had to kill them, you know, it's better to catch them with honey, right? Than
yes.
So we've not been a militant group. I mean, I've had no fear of walking right up to the Capitol with a rifle. We're walking right up to a police station with a rifle. In fact, after Hurricane Harvey, when they said that it was illegal to use a tent, after everybody's homes were destroyed, they said it was illegal to use a tent or a grill. If you go to one of the Houston chapter police department's images, because we have 5-star Google rating, one of their images on their police department still is of Murdoch with a tent and a grill and a rifle, and he's sitting there grilling on their front porch with a rifle, and they came out to see what he was doing, and they were like, oh, Mr. Biscotti, no, you go ahead and grill your dinner, sir, and they left us alone. And you can still go and find that picture on the front of their police department deal, because it just keeps getting voted up, and for 5 years it's been sitting there.
That's terrific, man. I'll have to check that out after the show, guy. That is really good.
People, the New World Order, the cabal, and all these people who have been trying to enforce these laws on us and trying to take America over, they live off of fear. They're like vampires. They live off of fear, and they want to suck that fear out of us, because when you get afraid, you know, you either fight or you flight. And most people, they dip their head and they go back because they don't want any trouble. But the fact of the matter that I've found out is when the whole of the people stand up, they actually cower from us. And that's the way the founding fathers wanted it. They wanted them to be our servants.
Well, a few of them did. I've learned a lot more about that recently. You know, that the Constitution, in my opinion, was a counter-revolution against the Declaration of Independence. And when they did away with the Articles of Confederation, they put this empire in place. And the little nuances that are in there gave them the ability to do just whatever they wanted. Our quote-unquote government has ultimate authority according to that document. And, you know, that's just, I don't see any way of voting our way out of this, that we're going to have to be ready for what they have planned for us next. And what you have been doing these few years is, I think, should serve as an example for everybody who thinks, well, I'm just, there's nothing we can do. You know, they control everything. And I don't know, maybe they control the technology, but they don't control the minds and the hearts of men.
The problem that I see is, we have been living under their constitution for D.C. since the Act of 1871. Yes. And in the Act of 1871, after the Civil War, the federal government was broke, and so they sold out. And when they created the 14th Amendment and didn't free the slaves, it made all of us slaves as citizens. And that's when they started going after the guns. That's when they started, and this has been generational. We're talking about our great-great-granddaddies lived through the time when they took those freedoms, and now it's the Constitution for D.C. and not the Constitution for we the people. And so there was a change back in 1871, and that's what allowed the Federal Reserve to come in. That's what allowed Social Security cards to come in. That's what allowed for them to enslave us to the place where everything is corporatized. And we live under this admiralty law, corporatization, and it's not common law the way that we were supposed to be living.
Yes, I was aware of that, and I was not aware of how the shenanigans that went on when the Constitutional Convention happened and what they had done there to push it through from the beginning. I mean, it goes all the way back to then, in my opinion, that set everything up that's come since. It set up the misnamed Civil War, and it gave them ultimate authority that they could go back to when they had no authority at all to do what they did at that convention. They were only authorized to amend the Articles of Confederation, but they met in secret and completely created what they wanted as a monarchist government. They wanted another one, and basically they did that, and it came to a head during that first, I call it the first Bolshevik Revolution now, the misnamed Civil War. That's a law, that's a deep hole to go down. I understand that. I was not aware of these things when I first started doing this show, too, but I've learned a lot more about that. I don't think there is any way under either of these constitutions for this nation to be saved, that we are going to have to stand up and, I'll put it this way. I used this this meme the other day. America is a rotting corpse being eaten by maggots, and the Democrats are pulling for the maggots, and the Republicans are pulling for the corpse, but the rest of us here, the remnant, are just waiting and watching, and we're going to have to rise like the phoenix that we are intended to be. That's just the way that I see it, sir. But, you know, I understand what you say, and I really appreciate what you've done to fight for people, and I have a heart, too. That's why I do this. That's why I can't stop doing this, you know? I didn't start it to do business either, like you said. People were getting on it to make a business. No, I started. Oh, hey, here's the top of the hour. Be right back, folks.
Come sit you right here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live. I have Matt Short here. If you guys have a specific question for Matt or comment on our topic next hour, we'll take some calls at 512-248-8252. And I think this is really great what you have done in the past few years. I wanted people to hear that there's other things we can do besides trying to vote our way out of this. You know, and it just, I want, you know, people need to take heart. I mean, we're not beaten. There's a bumper sticker or maybe even a t-shirt too that they sell at the Dixie Republic that says just stand, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to just stand, and these cowards will melt away. I feel. What do you think, sir?
Yeah, I agree completely. That leads me into my next story, and I'm trying to keep all these stories short because each one of these stories is hours long. You know, I'm trying to keep them real brief, but I want to tell one more before I take questions and everything. You know,
yes, sir, please.
When the Antifa and BLM started their shenanigans in the cities, I had been trolling them as a pretty young African American girl in their chats, and we were wanting to see what they were talking about and what they were saying. To me, this was the Obama AmeriCorps civilian military, just as big as our military, that they were going to bring against the cities, and we recognized that very early on. And So we ordered riot shields, and we started taking riot shields down to Dallas, and we were like, if you're going to riot in Dallas, we're going to bring riot shields and pistols. How about that? And they started standing on the sidewalk and not doing anything because we were not only protecting ourselves, but we were also armed, you know? And so there was other groups that picked this up, namely the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and others, which we were not associated with completely. In fact, me and Murdoch and Don't Comply, we pioneered most of the things that have been going on. We were some of the first that did this, you know. And we met with the head of Oath Keepers about a week before Jan 6. And when we talked to him about it, we had to disagree with them and say, well, we're not going with you to D.C. because D.C. is another country and you're not allowed to be armed there. We would go as far as standing on the bridge in Virginia where open carry was allowed, but we were not going to cross that bridge because, again, we didn't like to go to any big events unarmed. The intel behind Jan 6 was that the cabal, if you will, the people in power, were going to basically Reichstag the Capitol building and blame it on everybody. Well, those things were found. Those devices that they had ready to Reichstag and burn it down were found, and those explosions never went off that day. But they still had to keep their narrative on how bad everybody was and try and incite a very large crowd. Now we know that Nancy Pelosi's daughter was involved and has sold her footage to Showtime or HBO or one of those places. And we've literally come up against some of the biggest players out there. And just a couple of us little guys, like I remodel homes and I work on people's houses, and Murdoch's in the fire protection business and he does fire alarms and sprinkler systems and things like that. We're just regular guys, you know?
That's what always makes things happen, regular guys. We'll be right back next hour, folks. Stay with us. Thought Crime.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.